And without further ado, Ruben will be talking about expanding GGML hardware for supporting the Vulkan API. Take it away, Ruben.
Yeah,
give
thank
him a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you. All right, so basically we've already heard quite a bit about GGML, and I'm here to give you like a different perspective from a developer point of view. Basically as the title says, I contributed the Vulkan backend to the Llama CPP and the GGML project, and that was basically my first major open source contribution. So quickly about the structure, just a little bit about myself and about the two projects, a few of the problems I ran into, how I solved them, and in the end a little bit about the community itself. So just very briefly, my name is Umut, I'm 27 years old from Germany. Got a master's of science in computer science from Universität Magdeburg. And ever since I'm a software engineer with a focus on C++ and Python. So the Llama CPP project, I'm not going to say too much about that. We've already seen quite a bit about it. It was started by Georgi Gaganov to run Llama models on the CPU. And I think he was focused on MacBooks or aiming at that because they don't have the they didn't have support for PyTorch, which was previously mostly used for running large language models. It was at first just for CPU inference, and the Llama CPP project itself acts as a kind of playground for the GGML development. Like all of the earlier, all of the experimental stuff happens in the Llama CPP project and then gets ported to the GGML project or synchronized with the GGML project, which is the more basic tensor library for running machine learning or machine learning library for running models. So yeah, that's basically, as I said, so C and C++ based. It's optimized for CPUs, and at this point, it also has a lot of support for running other accelerators, mostly GPUs, but as we've already heard, there's work on other hardware as well. So basically, I started, I joined the project at some point, like early 2023. It was still very, very early. All of the backend stuff that you heard about didn't exist yet, and we in the early days we had a big problem with it. Like when you run something using PyTorch, as you did previously, then you had to put the entire model onto the GPU. Otherwise, as soon as you put a little bit of PyTorch code onto the CPU, it would slow down terribly. Llama CPP solved that, but it came with its own problems. So in this case, it ran on the CPU. It ran very quickly. But there are two parts to running a large language model, two stages basically to executing, running a prompt, and that is parsing the prompt, which is called prompt processing, and text generation. You can think of this like reading and writing basically. And the writing part was very quick, even from the beginning on the CPU, because it basically doesn't need that much compute. It just runs as quickly as it can read the model from RAM. But the prompt processing part on CPU was very slow in the beginning, and it's still, if you just run on CPU, it's still not very fast. So basically, as someone with at least some development experience and the Master of Science, basically, and some experience from university and that kind of thing, I thought that I could probably solve it in some way. And the idea is to go back to the thing we just left behind, GPUs, and use that to speed up the slowest operations, which are matrix multiplications. And that's basically what's the main thing that CPUs slow it, and that slows down the reading part, the prompt processing. So there's a number of APIs you could use for that. Like the biggest ones, are of course, the biggest ones, of course, CUDA by NVIDIA. AMD has an alternative called ROCm. Intel is coming with its own thing with the one API, which we've also already seen here. I think in the FPGA talk, because it targets a few more.